Hello there. What a week of weather we've had. Not much rain, but enough to aggravate you. You don't know whether, I was just saying to Tim, you don't know whether to wear your bikini or put your winter overcoat on. However, it's warm at the moment, so perhaps we'll see what happens. This is the gripe of the year at the moment. August isn't a good week for entertainment, and by that I mean choirs and orchestras. Like a lot of many other folk, all are taking their holidays, so I'm afraid the selection is rather poor. But for a good laugh, the Nimmo twins, called the Country Cards, are in the that's what they call them in the programme, are on at the Norwich Playhouse on Saturday from the 24th to the 26th of August at 7:30, with a preview programme Wednesday the 23rd at 7:30. The box office 01603 598 598. Tickets are £19.50, but if you can go on the Wednesday, they're £16. September the 1st, also at the Playhouse, Barry Cryer, Strictly Come Joking. Barry Cryer and Colin Sell, the ant and deck of the Sonatogen set, what about that, reunite to bring a new show. Tickets are £18. 01603 598 598. We're now off to the Theatre Royal. Monday the 31st of July to the 5th of August, the Railway Children. Evenings at 7:30pm, matinees Wednesday and Saturday at 2:30, and tickets are several prices. They start at £21, then it's £19, £18 and £7. How can you tell between an £18 ticket and a £19 ticket? It's the row in front. Saturday the 5th of August at 2:30 is an audio described performance, so that's one for you. More details, 01603 63000. Monday the 7th to Saturday the 12th of August, the return of Dreamboats and Petticoats. This show is celebrating the 10th anniversary of the multi-million selling CD. Evenings at 7:30pm, matinee Wednesday and Saturday at 2:30, and the tickets again for the evening start at £29 and go down to £8, and matinees start at £25.50 and go down to £8. Tuesday the 29th of August to Saturday the 2nd of September, the National Theatre are performing The Curious Incident of the Dogs in the Nighttime. This is a winner of 7 Olivia Awards and 5 Tony Awards. By the title, you wouldn't think that, would you? Dogs in the Nighttime. Evenings at 7:30pm, matinees Wednesday, Thursday and Saturday at 2:30. And tickets again, £28.50 down to £8. And a special audio-described performance, Saturday the 2nd of September, 2:30pm. And more details if you need them from 01603 63000. Now for something quite different. The 20th of August, the Summer Fair at Walterton. It's a celebration of beautiful Norfolk at Walterton Hall and Park. It's because I can't read my own writing. It says in the publicity, delicious artisan food and drink, a Woodford's beer tent and a vintage tea tent from the Norfolk Tea Shop. Lots of music and fun activities for the children, and it's free to CPR members and under 18s and anyone arriving in a classic car. Others pay £2.50 and it's open from 10 until 4. On the 11th and 12th of August, Classic Blickling Nights, the Mid-Norfolk Singers, winners of the inaugural Great British Prom Choir Competition, will join the star-packed lineup at Blickling Estate this summer and perform Jerusalem Live, and that's the night before the classic Ibiza event featuring the Urban Soul Orchestra conducted by Stephen Hussey with DJ Goldie Rocks, and that is Goldie Rocks, not Goldilocks, I'm not muddling it up, and three vocalists. The 28th of August is the Aylsham Show, and it has maintained their traditional event on August Bank Holiday for over 70 years. Carnival Week at Cromer, August the 12th to Friday, August the 18th. And the procession is August the 16th. And it's suggested that one uses buses, train or the park and ride to the show, because parking is horrendous. That was in the publicity. The Red Arrows will kick off with a display at 11 a.m. over the sea. The Sandringham Food and Drink Festival is on Saturday and Sunday, August the 5th and 6th, on the Sandringham Estate. Admission, adults are £8, over 65s are £7, and children £3. So take your birth certificate if you're over 65. More details, 01283 820548. Also on Sunday the 6th of August, the Wayland Agricultural Show. And all their profits from the show go to good causes. And if you don't know where the Wayland Show is, it's on the Brandon Road near Watton. And they have livestock, pony rides, gun dogs, vintage cars, all the usual. And finally, for those of you who may be interested in Open Churches Week, that will be held in Norfolk, Saturday, August the 5th to Sunday, August the 13th. And the theme is Our Parish and the World. There are many events to choose from. It's the 10th anniversary of the car rally, which the bishop always waves off at 9 o'clock in the morning in the Cathedral Close, if anyone was interested. And on Sunday the 6th, there is also the St. Bennet's Abbey wherry service, when the Bishop of Norwich takes to the water for the special open-air service. But that's it for this month. I hope there's something which interests you, and hopefully there will be more interesting next month. From Tim and me, it's been a bit of a problem, but cheerio for now.